Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Reverend Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network will join me at right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss the Israeli lobby and hate crimes legislation. Presently, we're involved in some news stories and news analysis, also talking to Margie in Idaho, speaking about a series of things that are of interest to her this morning and that I trust are of interest to you as well. Just before the commercial break, she was making reference to what apparently has been some sort of a decision coming out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California related to marriage. What's the story with this, Margie?
I'm not real sure on all of it. It was that there was a flyer on a desk at somebody's work, and it was a marriage retreat, and a lesbian got upset about it and took it to court.
Well, I tell you, you know,
with as funny as what America is right now, you know, anything is possible. I mean, I used to say, how much worse could it get? And I can't say that anymore, because just watching a stupid commercial on TV, I'm watching pornography. I can't believe how deep it has gotten. And you know, it is hard to explain what is actually going on, because it's insanity, and you can't reason with insanity. And that, I think, is what's going on, you know, in America. I was
actually
also going to ask you, was you able to listen to Michael Piper last night?
No,
cried.
I did not get a chance to listen to him last night. I was at a German-American, so-called German-American cultural event in San Antonio, where, among other things, we watched the San Antonio Spurs basketball game. So Michael will be upset with me that I was engaged in that kind of frivolity as opposed to listening to his show. But what did he talk about?
I guess a gentleman, Richard Thomas, who was with the U.S. Liberty,
yes,
at their conference, was killed in a car accident on his way home.
From the conference?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. I knew some of the guys connected with that conference, but not Richard, but that's just horrible.
I do not think he was one of the military guys on the ship. What I think he was is one of their backers in that, somebody that he knew about Operation Cyanide.
Okay.
And was going to give information out and stuff like that. But he was killed in a one-car accident that hit a tree on a road on one of the, you know, big highways.
Well, at the risk of being irresponsible, and I hope I'm not being irresponsible, let's just hope, as tragic as that is, that it was an accident as opposed to something more ominous. Now, you know, I tell you, nothing surprises me anymore, Margie, when it comes to the Israeli lobby and the kinds of things that Mark Glenn of the American Free Press has been routinely uncovering in regard to the USS Liberty and this Operation Cyanide business. As we start getting closer and closer to a little bit of the larger truth about what really happened to these Liberty men 40 years ago, it's a very dangerous process for those who are in the vanguard of trying to get to that truth. And let's just hope that there is nothing more sinister to this tragedy than what's publicly up front at this point.
One of the guys at the Liberty conference.
Stay on the line, Margie. I've got to take a break, but stay on the line. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Reverend Ted Pike will join me at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Ted, of course, represents the National Prayer Network. He will be talking about hate crimes legislation, the Israeli lobby, and the Jewish role in fomenting the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. All of those things coming up with Ted Pike at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, on this show. Before we get back into our conversation with Margie, all kinds of things popping up in the news. Does Israel want war with Iran? I think it's clear that they do. Jerome Corsi's observations the other day notwithstanding. The Associated Press is reporting that Senator Joe Lieberman, one of the key mouthpieces, by the way, of the Israeli lobby in the United States, has now said Sunday that the United States should consider a military strike against Iran because of Tehran's involvement in Iraq. Quote, I think we've got to be prepared to take aggressive military action against the Iranians to stop them from killing Americans in Iraq, Lieberman said. And to me, that would include a strike over the border into Iran, where we have good evidence that they have a base at which they are training these people coming back into Iraq to kill our soldiers, unquote. Lieberman, the Democratic nominee for president, vice president in 2000, who now represents Connecticut as an independent, spoke of Iranians' role in the continued violence in Iraq. Quote, We said so publicly that the Iranians have a base in Iran at which they are training Iraqis who are coming in and killing Americans. By some estimates, they have killed as many as 200 American soldiers, Lieberman said. Well, we can tell them we want them to stop that. But if there's any hope of the Iranians living according to the international rule of law and stopping, for instance, their nuclear weapons development, we can't just talk to them, unquote. Joe, what about Israel's possession of nuclear weapons, biological weapons, and chemical weapons? What about Israel's utilization of cluster bombs in southern Lebanon, which continue to kill all kinds of children, particularly since the Israelis have disguised these cluster bombs as toys? What about Israel's illegal occupation of the West Bank and the Gaza? What about the fact that this American military intervention in Iraq occurred without a congressionally declared war, according to the Constitution of the United States? What about the fact that Mr. Bush and those who supported him, including yourself, Senator Lieberman, have declared a false pretense in regard to this war? Where are Saddam's weapons of mass destruction? And to the extent that Saddam had anything that could purportedly have been at any juncture in his career a weapon of mass destruction, where did he get them? He got them from the United States, Senator Lieberman. What about the 650,000 Iraqi civilians that have been killed by the United States, according to the British Lancet Medical Journal? What about the over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five who have died because of these sanctions that were being enforced against Saddam's regime? Is there a rule of law involved in any of that? Quite clearly, there isn't. And so for Senator Joe Lieberman, one of the key mouthpieces of the Israeli lobby in America, once again, we have the real agenda of Israel being brought to the attention of the public through its selected frontmen, whether it's Joe Lieberman or Jack Kemp or John Edwards or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or Mr. Giuliani or Mr. McCain. It is quite clear that the Israeli lobby and the Israeli intelligence community have their bases covered in regard to what's about to happen in the next year unless God decides to intervene. This is where it sits, folks. Keep an eye on this whole thing. But when Joe Lieberman speaks, he is not speaking as an independent individual. Joe Lieberman is bringing the agenda of his handlers to the fore, utilizing the controlled media to do it, and doing so in a fashion that puts the correct spin, the Israeli correct spin, on what the United States is presently doing in Iraq, and what we are, in my judgment, about to do in the next year or two when it pertains to, as it pertains to Iran. These are bad times. Keep an eye on it, folks. Margie, where were we? Go ahead.
I don't think God's going to bless or help America with 50 million abortions and with what
Agreed.
We have allowed America to become. He's not going to. He will take care of his people, and that is it. The rest of them, you know, it's only one way or the other. There's heaven and there's hell. There's no in-between like our churches are trying to teach us now. It's to dialect with Satan, you know, like Eve did. You know, even Christ didn't make conversation with Satan. He used Scripture. Even our Lord Savior, Jesus himself, used Scripture.
You know, exactly. And I think you're precisely correct, Margie. The average American church today is nothing more than a disgusting attempt to synthesize good and evil, and you can't synthesize the two. It's clear that they are diametrically opposed, biblically speaking. And I think a lot of this stuff goes right back to this 501c3 tax exempt status that churches
Amen.
Have. Once they go for that tax-exempt status, it effectively denudes them as effective.
They belong to the beast. That's what
right.
it's all about. You
That's
know,
right.
People want to make it really confusing, and it's not. It's simple.
That's exactly you know. Right. And once we have the hate crimes legislation in place that I think is eventually going to come, even if we
yes.
can stave it off for a while, then, in effect, it's going to reach the stage where, for example, a pastor or priest who discussed the biblical point of view on homosexuality, according to, say, Romans chapter 1, they will be deemed to be criminals in this society, and the churches that support them will be deemed criminal operations, and they will be prosecuted accordingly. This is how far gone this whole thing is on the verge of being.
I do need to say one thing that we did before the commercial, and
sure.
That is that when Mr. Piper was on, somebody had called in and said, the U.S. Liberty people are not going to claim that this was on this Richard Thomas dying. You know, they don't want to make anything out of it because everything they have is documented and true, and they don't want to get the conspiracy freaks. They don't want to get anything involved in their issue. And so for people to go off half-cocked saying that this man was murdered, this Richard Thomas, they don't want any of that connected to them.
Well, and I think the people who run the USS Liberty Survivors Association, I'm acquainted with a few of these folks because three or four of them have been on my show through
right,
the
I've heard them.
Mark Glenn. These are responsible people, as you know, very careful, very deliberative in what they do, and I think that they're entirely correct in trying to keep their whole thrust and mission on target, because there's enough that's out there that we do know is true, that the Moore Commission has proven is true,
right.
That if we simply focus on that and keep driving home the publicly provable case about what Israel did 40 years ago, that is going, hopefully at some point, to impact a few more people than it already has.
Yes, that's very true, and I just I want to thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
I do appreciate hearing your guys' programs. My heart goes out to everybody, and I pray that people will wake up so that they're not so that they know who the real Jesus is.
Yes.
And that we get on our knees and thank God for what he has given us.
Yes.
And bless God and stop asking God for favors to bless them. Sometimes we need to just thank him for giving us what we have.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate y'all so much. And thank you. God bless y'all.
God bless you, Margie, and thank you for bringing us back to what I think is clearly a biblical perspective on all of this, the sovereignty of God, the love of God in a Christian context, certainly as he has expressed that in his son, Jesus Christ, and the whole way in which God continues to be in charge. You know, Margie has said some things here that I think really bear underscoring today. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, by the way, from time to time, he and I have these theological conversations on the telephone. We don't agree on everything, obviously, but we agree on quite a bit theologically. And one of the things that Mark is constantly reminding me of, much to my own benefit, is that however dark things look in history, and folks, it looks dark. There's no getting around it. I don't care what you look at in regard to the world or the American domestic scene. It's grim. If you're looking at this from the standpoint of being an American constitutionalist, a biblical Christian, anyone fitting those descriptions in any sense of the word, you've got to feel at one level incredible discouragement over what's happened to the country in these last 40 or 50 years. It's sad. And when we see these things unfolding, it is hard not to have a sense of foreboding in regard to what this is going to mean for our kids and grandkids in the not too distant future. But just about the time we reach a point where there's a dawning sense of despair that seems to be enshrouding us, we need to understand that God is still in control. God is still in charge. He's working good and positive things in the lives of those who love him and are called according to his purpose, to paraphrase Romans 8:28. And that's ultimately the thought of the day, that, boy, when we talk about the tragedy of the Liberty from 40 years ago, where we talk about this whole business of hate crimes and illegal immigration and cultural degeneracy and pornography and the proliferation of abortion and all of these other sad things, it's good to know that there's a good and great God who continues to work on behalf of his remnant. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike joins us at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back. This is Mark Antosh, America, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network will join us at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, to discuss the Israeli lobby, hate crimes, and the Jewish role in the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917. That's a little over half an hour from now, 9 o'clock Central. He'll be with us. Enjoy that portion of the show, because I think you'll find it it's always fun, informative, stimulating, and worthwhile to talk to Ted Pike. He never fails me, whether I'm chatting with him directly, as I have before on this show, or I'm reading his news releases. There's always a new angle, a new perspective that he gives us. And I'll say this for Ted Pike right now. This is not false flattery. I believe it. When I contrast what he's doing and the way in which he does it with the drivel, that we see routinely from John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, or the late Jerry Falwell, or Pat Robertson, or any of those folks, it's very refreshing to see someone who actually stands on a biblically orthodox faith and who stands up to the forces that I think are quite key, absolutely central to what has happened to this country. That's Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. He will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. Speaking of the religious right, and I'm not talking about good conservative Christians at the grassroots level who are really following the Lord. In that regard, I think Margie in Idaho fits that description. I hope that I do. I think there are all kinds of fine people who properly understood could be categorized as the real Christian right in that context. I'm using the term Christian right as we understand these demonic forces that are fronting for corporate America and the Israeli lobby and who are masquerading as Christians. That type of so-called Christian religious right is something that Paul Gottfried does an excellent job of debunking in his article for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. You can find this article online. It's entitled The Giuliani-Driven Christians. Dr. Gottfried, who's a great fellow, by the way, he's up at Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. He and I have had an email relationship for a number of years now, swapping stories and political perspectives. He notes that prioritizing foreign policy over cultural concerns, evangelicals testify for America's liberal mayor. Listen to what Paul Gottfried has to say at the American Conservative today. He notes the support for former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani among the religious right, and particularly among evangelicals, is a surprising development in American political culture. According to Quinnipiac polls, Giuliani is the Republican presidential candidate who enjoys the most popularity among evangelical Protestants, and the lead in polls that he commands in certain swing states, especially Florida, which is attributed to, quote, white evangelical voters, unquote. On April 30th, the Baptist Standard announced that, quote, Giuliani leads among evangelicals, Clinton leads among Catholics, unquote. Although the report about Clinton's support may have been news, the information about Giuliani was, by the end of April, old hat. Already in February, the Washington Post had him, quote, surging among white evangelicals, unquote. At the beginning of May, among this group, which is essential for large Republican turnouts on Election Day, Giuliani ran 11 points ahead of his closest competitor, Senator John McCain, whose positions on abortion and other social issues would suggest closer agreement with evangelical values. For a while, it seemed that Giuliani's social positions, which are generally garden-variety leftist on abortion, gay marriage, and amnesty for illegal immigrants, plus his publicized dalliances, two failed marriages, and the attacks on his lack of paternal sense of responsibility made by his son, would end the religious right's love affair with the candidate. But this has not been the case. A number of Giuliani's fans in the Fourth Estate, such as Cal Thomas, Richard Brookhiser, and the editorial writers for the neoconservative New York Post, have revealed some of the reasons for the religious right's attachment. Religious Protestants have come to view the issues that Giuliani has emphasized, national security and fighting terror, quote-unquote, as more crucial than those family issues they stressed in the past. Thomas, who is himself a professing Christian, but with a neoconservative Zionist twist, stated the opinion on March 13th that such prioritizing indicates a definite maturing, quote-unquote, among his co-religionists. This seems to be the general view of the establishment conservative press in the U.S., which remains agog over Giuliani's candidacy and his stand on terrorism. The problem is that nothing in Giuliani's past, except for rhetorical posturing, would suggest that he is especially equipped to deal with international terrorists. Although violent crime in New York City declined under his administration, the same general trend could be observed in other American cities. And that trend might be related to demographic factors and to the building and use of prisons as much as to Giuliani's vaunted toughness. And there is not necessarily a connection between getting criminals and derelicts off the street in the Big Apple and apprehending international terrorists. The two would seem to involve different skills. Additionally, Rudy's recent assurance to evangelicals that as president he would nominate, quote, strict constructionist judges to the federal courts, unquote, tells more about the credulity of his audience than Giuliani's likely course as chief executive. We'll be back with Paul Gottfried's article, The Giuliani-Driven Christians, when Mark Gankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike will be on at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years. With no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Antoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network joins me at 9 o'clock this morning. He's going to talk about hate crimes, the Jewish lobby, Israel, and the Jewish role in the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917. Ted Pike, folks, does not flinch from controversy, but he always brings to the table a very informed point of view. He's got the evidence, the statistical evidence, the historical evidence, all of the corroboration you could possibly imagine for the very, very controversial perspective that he brings into public purview. His perspective, by the way, is one that I agree with. The things that he puts out, I almost always affirm. And I say that because of the logic and the research that he's put into it that's absolutely unassailable. And it seems to me that Ted Pike, as a member of the real Christian right, stands in marked contrast to the ersatz versions of that movement that we have seen with people like Cal Thomas, John Hagee, Pat Robertson, the late Jerry Falwell, and so forth and so on. He will be with us, Ted Pike will be, in approximately 25 minutes from now. Back then to Paul Gottfried, my good friend at Elizabethtown College up in Pennsylvania, who has written something for Buchanan's The American Conservative entitled The Giuliani-Driven Christians. Absolutely incredible that the demographics show, according to Paul Gottfried, that Giuliani is presently the leading Republican presidential contender among Protestant evangelicals. This guy is in the forefront of promoting the gay rights movement. He actually appeared, if you'll pardon the expression, in drag at a gay rights parade in New York City when he was mayor. This stuff is right out there on the net, folks. He is unabashedly pro-abortion. He's unabashedly for gun control. And this guy is the leading candidate among Protestant evangelicals. He's not only in favor of illegal immigration in the North American Union, he is personally profiting by this. As Jerome Corsi has pointed out in WorldNet Daily, Mr. Giuliani's law firm is representing a Spanish company, Sintra, and an Australian company, Macquarie, that stand to make big bucks in collecting tolls from you and from me for driving on our own highways in places like Texas and in Kansas City and in Duluth, Minnesota, after the North American Union and the Trans-Texas Project, the so-called NAFTA superhighway, becomes a reality. This is who this guy is, folks. If there's anybody who epitomizes the system of the beast, it's Rudolph Giuliani, as much as Hillary Clinton. And yet Protestant evangelicalism is jumping into bed with this guy? Absolutely incredible. And Paul Gottfried, picking up where we left off in regard to Mr. Giuliani and his assurances to evangelicals in regard to the courts, Dr. Gottfried says that Rudy's recent assurance to evangelicals that as president, he would nominate, quote, strict constructionist judges to the federal courts, unquote, tells more about the credulity of his audience than Giuliani's likely course as chief executive. While mayor, his appointments to New York's lower courts came consistently from the left wing of the Democratic Party. These appointees reflected the mayor's pro-choice positions, rather than the strict constructionist, quote-unquote, perspective that is now associated with critics of abortion. As for Giuliani's spirited presence in New York City during the crisis of 9/11, clearly that disaster was a veritable windfall for him. It allowed the mayor to regain his plummeting popularity by posing against dramatic backdrops and giving pep talks to firefighters. Since then, the media coverage of his comings and goings has been overwhelmingly favorable. And contrary to what is dutifully reported by Fox News, Giuliani is made to appear far more appetizing on network news than Hillary Clinton. When a Republican friend announced that the Democratic media have already arranged for Hillary's coronation, my wife's annoyed response was, quote, "That's all nonsense. They hate Hillary. It's Rudy they love," unquote. I would have to agree, says Paul Gottfried. On TV, Hillary is made to look inept and shrewish. Rudy, by contrast, comes across as bold, decisive, and virile. And this may have to do with how the candidates are presented, at least as much as with what they have to say. Whatever sexual and family baggage is attached to Rudy is not something that the media has recently chose to highlight. One exasperated right-of-center columnist, Cliff Kincaid, has recently complained that Fox News has already crowned Giuliani, even before the primaries have begun. And the religious right is leading the parade. To some extent, it reflects the views of the American conservative media, which is almost without exception dominated by neoconservative spokespersons. Giuliani is well-liked in this group because of his strong identification with the Israeli hard right and because he tried to throw Yasser Arafat, then head of the PLO, out of New York City. He has also zealously endorsed the war in Iraq, an undertaking in which the neocons have a deep and obvious investment. Last year in the Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol called for a presidential ticket consisting of Giuliani and Joe Lieberman, praising both for their commitment to the struggle to bring democracy to the Middle East. Although Kristol for the moment backs McCain, perhaps for leverage, one cannot doubt that he and his staff would be delighted if Giuliani became president. Since the younger generation of neoconservatives tends to be either on the left on social issues or totally indifferent to them, and like Giuliani makes no secret of welcoming illegal immigrants into the country, Giuliani's domestic stands pose no problem for them. The religious right is going with the conservative media flow by rallying around Giuliani, playing its long-established role as supplier of Republican foot soldiers and movement conservative groupies. But it must be stressed that the issue that has come to trump all other evangelical concerns is fighting the war on terror. Cal Thomas has extolled his fellow evangelicals to recognize the big picture. Quote, character is seen as less important than who can face the multiple challenges facing the nation, unquote, specifically the struggle against international terror. From the evangelical perspective, this confrontation with terror is so intertwined with other issues that it serves as a kind of shorthand. Israel, Zionism, and the glorification of American democracy as a world model are all at least implicit in the evangelical conception of the struggle against terror, one that Giuliani is imagined to be able to lead better than any other presidential contender. During a visit to New York by a Saudi Arabian prince soon after 9/11, Giuliani took the occasion to speak out against the visitor's attempt to link the lack of goodwill for the U.S. among Arabs to American indifference to the Palestinian cause. His tirade was directed against those who suggest, quote, moral equivalency between liberal democracies like Israel and the United States, unquote, and their current enemies. This broadside has continued to come up on evangelical websites pushing Giuliani's candidacy. Another related factor here, which the New York Times underscored in an April 30th feature story, is that evangelicals have moved away from divisive issues like abortion to stress an apparently less controversial human rights agenda. The movement's leaders have worked overtime to sway the White House to pursue democratization worldwide, and publications like Christian Century have moved away from the moral majority kind of politics characteristic of evangelicals in the past to affirming the need for exporting American political practices. Significantly, the letter of support for democracy that was sent to President Bush on February the 25th, 2003, calling for regime change in Iraq, was signed by World Evangelical Alliance dignitaries as well as prominent neoconservatives. This exhortation was fully consistent with the stated political views of the National Alliance of Evangelicals and the World Alliance of Evangelicals. Despite the erosion of support among evangelicals for the Iraq War from its one-time high of almost 80%, it is, according to polls, still well over 50%. Unlike the more biblically literalist and apocalyptic fundamentalists, with whom they are regularly confused in the media, evangelicals are usually upwardly mobile professionals, and for at least a decade, they have begun to split on family and environmental issues. On abortion and gay rights, evangelicals, who now number in the tens of millions, are hardly as united as they once were. But they do continue to show loyalty to the idea of the U.S. as a special kind of political entity that is meant to enlighten other, still benighted societies. Critical scholars such as Richard Gamble, James Kurth, and George Marsden have examined the progress of American cultural Protestantism, and particularly the substitution of certain patriotic themes for older religious teachings. Gamble and Kurth, in particular, have accentuated the way in which American democracy, quote-unquote, has become an object of American Protestant adoration. It is essential, however, not to confuse such adulation and the foreign policy it favors with traditional religious enthusiasm. Contrary to our obsessively secularist press, evangelicals are not trying to unleash an apocalypse by promoting American military adventures. It would also be an exaggeration to claim that evangelicals are pushing the war on terror because it is being waged against infidel Muslims. The Bush administration has done everything humanly possible to depict the present conflict as one featuring democratic Muslims aided by democratic America standing against undemocratic extremists. Evangelicals believe in exactly the kind of war that the Bush administration has described in its idealistic moments. It is also the one that Giuliani, as the protector of our security, quote-unquote, and the denier of moral equivalency, quote-unquote, represents more than any other presidential candidate. Bush's favorite speechwriter, Michael J. Gerson, who crafted both his sweeping second inaugural and his 2002 State of the Union address delivered just before the Iraq War began, is a self-proclaimed evangelical. It was Gerson who, as the Washington Post explained on the occasion of his June 2006 departure, quote, was the formulator of the Bush Doctrine, making the spread of democracy the fundamental goal of American foreign policy, unquote. a goal he stressed in every foreign policy speech that he drafted for Bush. It was not the neoconservatives who scripted these globalist revolutionary hallucinations, but a born-again Christian. This should give pause to those who identify with the small government, mind your own business right. It is not just neoconservatives, but their evangelical allies who are the foreign policy activists. They have taken this stand because of their ardent democratist and pro-Israeli sentiments, and not because they are fixated on a particular view of the apocalypse. Now that the powerful segment of the American electorate has concluded that this social liberal from New York will continue a missionizing venture that they understand as an extension of Wilson's war to end all wars and, quote, make the world safe for democracy, unquote. Giuliani's evangelical supporters do not view him in the same way the liberal media does, that is, as a social liberal who will push his party leftward. Given the erosion of the evangelical consensus on once hardcore moral issues, a tendency that religious sociologist Mark Shibley has studied in depth, Giuliani's stance on abortion or gay marriage may matter less and less to many evangelical voters. Like Mike Gerson, these Republicans are focused on foreign policy goals, and they seem to have found their candidate in the maritally challenged former mayor. That's Dr. Paul Gottfried of Elizabethtown College up in Pennsylvania, writing in the June 4th issue of Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. The title again of Dr. Gottfried's piece is The Giuliani-Driven Christians. Folks, as you look at this article, it becomes abundantly clear that the mainstream Christian right in this country is sick and cancerous beyond description. What do we have here? The so-called Christian right, the mainstream portion of it that identifies with the Bush wing of the Republican Party, is nothing more than a mouthpiece for globalism, for world government, for compromise with abortion and gay rights ideology, and ultimately is a tool in the hands of their real handlers, and that is not simply multinational corporate elites, but the Israeli and Jewish lobbies specifically. That is the meaning of this alliance, and to the extent that it's there, it expresses something that has become absolutely demonic in its implications when it comes to the American political, cultural, and economic scene, and the foreign policy implications of this will not go away. And I would say to Paul Gottfried that, in fact, I do think that whether they intend it or not, that these so-called evangelicals are in fact promoting the apocalypse. Many of them do want to see Armageddon occur because it is their understanding that this Armageddon, largely fought on behalf of Israel, is to be a part of an end-time scenario that those who are on God's wavelength must support. This is why John Hagee, of course, of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, completely misunderstands, misinterprets, and misappropriates Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Does that chapter and verse from the Bible's first volume in fact say that today we must be supporting the modern Zionist state of Israel? Is that the Israel of God according to the New Testament definition? Does the understanding of the kingdom of God and the secular kingdoms represented by Christian Zionism really represent the point of view of the Son of God? Not according to the New Testament. And when we look at the New Testament, it is abundantly clear that the so-called American Christian right, the so-called religious right, at least its major spokesmen, this includes Cal Thomas, John Hagee, Pat Robertson, the late Jerry Falwell, and their fellow travelers. These folks are in bed with the beast. These folks have taken, in my view, the mark of the beast. They are promoting those who are oppressing God's real people, the Israel of God, those who confess belief in Jesus Christ, be they Jew or Gentile. That's the bottom line of this whole thing, folks. And I truly believe that when you look at the Giuliani-driven Christians, there's a common thread here. They want to be with the rich. They want to be with the powerful. They want to be with the influential. They don't want to be with the real constituency that Jesus represents. And when you think of that constituency, you might think today of those in America representing the working middle class, or what was the working middle class in this country, who have lost their jobs. You might be thinking of those like the late Marquis J. McCants here in San Antonio, very fine African-American young man who enlisted in the Army because he couldn't make a living at Sam's Club, and he wanted to support his wife and three kids. He becomes a medic in the Army with the 82nd Airborne Division. He recently gets killed in Baghdad. It was on the front page, of course, of all of the publications in San Antonio and in the Texas Hill Country. We're told that Marquis J. McCants just wanted to help people. That was his entire orientation in life. He did what he thought was the right thing to do, and now he's dead. What are we to derive from that in terms of his legacy and his memory? What are we to make of this alliance between the so-called religious right and Mr. Giuliani when it comes to Mr. Giuliani's total promotion of sexual perversion and a war, a literal war on the unborn that has been taking place since 1973? What are we to make of Israel's perpetrated genocide against the Palestinians? Does the so-called religious right like those policies? If they like Giuliani, they do. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Ted Pike at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Mark Antonson, San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My technician here at RBN, We'll be dialing up Ted Pike here in a minute or two to get him on the line so that he can be with us in the last hour of the show. Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network is going to be talking about the Israeli lobby, hate crimes legislation, and the whole business of the Jewish role in promoting the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917. You know, in regard to hate crimes, this to me is one of the most terrifying things going on in this country. The attempt to get hate crimes legislation as the law of the land. A version of this has passed the House. It has presently stalled for the time being in the Senate, I understand. Ted will bring us up to date on all of this in the next hour. But eventually, I think we're going to see this come to pass in the United States, much as it has in Canada. And when you look at the way in which it's been applied in Canada, my good friend Kurt Nimmo at Another Day in the Empire has been keeping me abreast of what's been happening in Canada in regard to the utilization of their hate crimes legislation to promote the agenda of the Anti-Defamation League and Jewish corporate interests in Canada, who do not want any reasoned, rational, fair discussion in the public forum of what Israel is doing in the Middle East or what the domestic Jewish lobby is doing in North America or in Europe. That's the bottom line. They want to criminalize not only free speech in this area and freedom of association, they want to criminalize even thoughts that they say are quote-unquote hateful. This is Stalinist stuff, folks, and it's happening right now in Canada. People are being persecuted beyond the imagination in regard to their lives and careers for contradicting the Jewish lobby's line on what's going on in the Middle East or in their own country. This is what is going to happen in the United States if we are not extremely careful. And getting back to something that we talked about before in this show, if you go back to 2004, Mr. Bush signed something at that time called the Global Anti-Semitism Act. That act, in effect, said that the State Department was going to set up a commission to monitor anti-Semitism in America and on a global basis. It defined anti-Semitism utilizing somewhere between 12 and 14 precepts. And in regard to this whole issue, this is, I think, a precursor to the more full-blown hate crimes legislation that Ted Pike and the National Prayer Network have been in the forefront of trying to fight. This thing was signed by Bush, by the way. If you go back to 2004, he put his John Henry on this thing on October the 16th of that year. It's called the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act. There's a special department within the U.S. State Department now to monitor this so-called global anti-Semitism. And the act defines a person as being anti-Semitic if they purport any of the following beliefs. There are 14 of these. Number one, any assertion that the Jewish community controls government, the media, international business, and the financial world. Number two, the expression of strong anti-Israel sentiment. Then we could go down to number 11, offering proof that the Jews and their leaders created communism and the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. If you believe that, the feds are saying you're an anti-Semite. We'll be back with Ted Pike, National Prayer Network. This is Mark Gankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned.
With recent